You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. When you're new to gardening, it's easy to just hop right in and start planning. Joining me today is Sheridan Hansen, Extension Horticulturist in Davis County, to talk about soil testing. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
First, what can a soil test tell you?
So a basic soil test will tell you a couple of very key things about your soil. It will, number one, tell you what your pH is, so how acidic or how alkaline your soil is, which can really affect how nutrients are absorbed by your plants. It can also tell you basic macronutrients, which are things like phosphorus and potassium. We don't typically test for nitrogen because that washes out of the soil quickly, but phosphorus and potassium build up quickly and can cause some problems. It should also tell you your salinity or salt concentration in the soil as well.
How can a soil test help your garden?
So knowing what your macronutrients are, that phosphorus, that potassium, and what they already are in your soil before you start planting can help you to add or amend to your soil correctly so that we don't cause a bigger problem. So for instance, if you have a lot of phosphorus in your soil already, we don't want to add a fertilizer with phosphorus in it and cause a problem.
So how do you test your soil?
So it's very simple to do. We have a lab at the USU campus, and you can go to their website. There's a website for it called USUAL, USUAL, which stands for USU Analytical Lab. So usual.usu.edu. You go there and you click on Home Soil Test, and there's a form that you can download, and it will take you through the steps very simply. But you basically need 2 cups of soil, and you're going to select that soil from the site that you're interested in. So if it's a vegetable garden, you're going to select it from a couple of different locations in the vegetable garden, mix it all together in a bucket, and then you're going to take out 2 cups of what you've sampled throughout that garden. You're going to put it in a bag, and you're going to print out the form from the analytical lab, and you're going to send it right into the lab. It's very simple and very easy to do.
How often should you do this?
I recommend that people get their soil tested about once every 1 to 2 years. It really helps you kind of gain an understanding, number one, initially, what's going on in your soil in your garden. And then from year to year, you can kind of see what the plants take up. And as you add things like leaf mulch or organic matter, anything like that to your soil, you can see how that changes your soil structure, your texture, also, you know, your organic matter levels and those macronutrients in your soil. So it helps you get to know your soil and how it reacts to what you do.
All right. Sheridan Hansen, USU Extension Horticulturist in Davis County. Thanks again for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And be sure to tune in next week for more USU Extension highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.